Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, this Sunday we are celebrating the solemnity of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, also called Corpus Christi. First reading will be taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 14, verses 18 to 20. Our psalm for today is Psalm 110, verses 1 to 4. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. Our gospel reading will be taken from Luke's gospel, chapter 9, verses 11 to 17. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is we celebrate and receive Him. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 18, verse 20, our Lord Jesus says, "Where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them." In other words, our Lord is forever present with us in a general way. However, He is present in a special and specific way in the bread and wine over which the words of His Paschal sacrifice have been said, says Father Martin Flatman. Those words were formulated by Christ Himself and passed on to His apostles on the same night that He was betrayed. Thus, the reality of Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection is revealed in our Eucharistic celebration. And by its very nature, Christ's death is proclaimed, and we are reassured of His unending presence every time we eat this bread and drink this cup. Thus, Dr. Brad Pitt says, "What we eat and drink is not something but someone, because we believe that Christ is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist." In John's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 51, He says, "I am the living bread from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, my flesh, he will have life and live forever." The Jews retorted, "This is difficult teaching," but our Lord Himself re-emphasized the realism of eating His body and drinking His blood for eternal life under the form of bread and wine. He says, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you." Therefore, my brother, my sister, when we partake of that thanksgiving sacrifice, we not only renew our entry into the sheepfold of the redeemed, but we also gradually become fit for eternal life. Thus, just as Christ insisted on satisfying the physical hunger of the 5,000 in today's gospel, we must ensure that we are available always and everywhere to receive the body and blood of Christ in the Church of Christ for sanctification of our deepest hunger and protection of our love for God and neighbor. Yes, protection of our love for God and neighbor. The miracle of the 5,000 also reminds us that our Lord Himself is always with us, especially when we are battling against the storms of life, when we battle against our headaches in life and our worries, when we are battling against the challenge or challenges of electing a new leader. He is always there to guide us and to direct us. He is there to open our eyes to see the chosen one, the chosen man to be your husband, the chosen woman to be your wife. He is there to guide you and to lead you to that office wherein you will be made a boss, wherein you will be granted an employment, wherein you will be fulfilled. Thus, when we internalize the reception of His body and blood and hold on to His principles of renewal, then we will obtain our miracles of transformation. offered not only for our well-being, but also for the transformation of the world. Thus, like the mysterious and eternal priest and king Melchizedek, who offered bread and wine for Abraham in worship of God the Most High, we must not fail to worship the Lord in thanksgiving at Mass and to pray for those who are not able to worship with us for reasons known to them. By so doing, the world will, in God's time, encounter His miracle. And so we must continue to worship the Lord. We must continue to receive His body and blood, and we must continue to pray that the goodness of the Lord will be ours, and also through our prayers will be bestowed on others. That is our prayer today on this day of Corpus Christi. May the Lord bless you and bless us and guide us and grant us a renewal of His wisdom to lead us aright in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady's seat of wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.